USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least 11 Americans are among the dead after surprise attacks on Israel by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas started an all-out war over the weekend. Since then, Israeli forces have been battling the terrorists. The White House announced President Biden will deliver remarks on the attack today at 1 p.m. Eastern. President Biden has been interviewed by the special counsel leading an investigation into the handling of classified documents. In a statement, the White House said the interview was conducted at the White House Sunday and Monday. Special counsel Robert Hur was appointed earlier this year after classified documents from Biden's time as vice president were found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, in a garage. Former Texas Congressman Will Hurd announced yesterday he is dropping out of the GOP presidential race. He said it's become clear to him that the time has come to suspend his campaign. Hurd is now giving his support to former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, saying he believes she is the best person in the race to navigate challenges the country faces. Presidential candidate Donald Trump remains by far the frontrunner to earn the Republican nomination. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing yesterday, described as an effort to stabilize the fragile relationship. Two transgender women will be in this year's Miss Universe competition. 28-year-old Marina Machete was the first transgender woman to win Miss Portugal last week. The other contestant, 22-year-old Ricky Valerie, was the first trans woman to be crowned Miss Netherlands. Machete and Valerie seem to be the only transgender contestants. The 72nd edition of the Miss Universe pageant will be broadcast from El Salvador on November 18th. Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democrat presidential candidate, but after what he describes as being snubbed by the DNC, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Dave Collins has more.
Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69.
The CDC is reporting that long COVID is rare among children. A survey by the National Center for Health Statistics shows just over 1% of children had long COVID in 2022, and now only half of a percent has it. Reported symptoms of long COVID include changes in mental health, fatigue, and neurological damage. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen is ordering all U.S. and Nebraska flags be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims of the Hamas attacks in Israel. The flags will remain at half-staff until sunset on Thursday. Pillen is among the Nebraska state officials who have condemned the deadly attacks. In Taiwan, today is Double 10 Day, the anniversary of the Wuchang Uprising in China. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.